With BookBeat, I'm Ron Swaim. The dust jacket of Syra McFadden's memoir, Rain or Shine, shows a handsome couple. He in a wide-brim hat, she in the round, close-fitting headwear of the 1930s. They were Cy and Patricia Tallon, Syra's mother and father. Pat was a spirited showgirl. Cy was a flamboyant rodeo announcer. Syra McFadden was named for her father.
He started out in radio, and he had a very deep, resonant baritone voice. He became known as the Dean of the Rodeo Announcers, and he had almost movie star-like celebrity over most of the western states.
Syra McFadden's earliest childhood was literally spent in her parents' car as it rolled from rodeo to rodeo.
We essentially lived in our car, which was a 1937 Packard. I thought it was very elegant, and in fact, it was for the time. We would generally do a one-night stand in a small town, sometimes an afternoon matinee and then an evening rodeo.
And then they would drive all night to the next. Cy and Pat Tallon had an explosive relationship, marred by alcohol and affairs.
She competed with my father, certainly, in just about everything. And it was a stormy, competitive, tempestuous marriage.
Which ended in divorce. Syra went to Missoula, Montana to live with her mother, who remarried. But her father continued to be an imposing presence.
He would come back into town and make a grand entrance. He was very good at that, and when he came to town, it was sort of, I love a parade.
As an adult, Syra became estranged from her father and his conservative views, while her mother developed a serious mental illness. Cy died in 1980, Pat a couple of years later. Syra McFadden has written a touching, bittersweet memoir of her family and her childhood, Rain or Shine, published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The 1930s gave Syra McFadden a colorful childhood. She was the daughter of rodeo announcer Cy Tallon. Her mother, Pat, was a showgirl. In McFadden's memoir, Rain or Shine, she tells about the breakup of her parents' marriage and the mental illness of her mother.
My stepfather was anguished and concerned, and nobody quite knew how to treat mental illness, or at least to treat my mother's form of depression then.
Syra's father won fame in the West as the king of rodeo announcers, but became more and more estranged from his only daughter.
He was becoming more conservative all the time, politically conservative. Was seeing himself, the creature of his press clippings, as the Western statesman.
Toward the end of his life, after he realized he had cancer, Cy Tallon tried to make peace with Syra.
He wrote that he was making the first move to mend the broken fences because he was incapable of holding a grudge. And this was after 8 years. And that wonderful arrogance of his just infuriated me.
Syra McFadden says she first considered writing a novelized version of her mother and father's story, but was afraid it would turn into another paper moon. McFadden had a lot to draw on as she began to write.
It's a family of pack rats. I had volumes and volumes and volumes of letters, photographs, family memorabilia of all kinds.
McFadden is a columnist for the San Francisco Examiner and author of a 1977 satire about Marin County, California, called The Serial. Syra McFadden has painted a funny, poignant portrait of her family in Rain or Shine, published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.